Dean's got an assignment this morning, but he does have the entertainment headlines for us. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
And you're off on a special TV project, are you?
We have Rachel Dratch, the comedian, you know, Debbie Downer, from SNL.
So right.
I'm going to chat with her in a couple of minutes, but let me give you a couple of things going on. Elton John was just here in Chicago. He's going to be wrapping up what he says will be his absolute final tour in October at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. And yesterday it was announced that we will be able to watch that concert from Dodger Stadium. Actually, November is when the final concert is going to be. November 20th, it's going to be streamed live on Disney Plus, along with a documentary on Elton's final concert tour, you know, et cetera. So if you're a Disney Plus subscriber, you'll be able to watch that.
Yeah, all right. You got time for a few more headlines before you run off to your interview?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lea Michele, who, you know, we know from Glee, she just took over the starring role in Funny Girl in New York just a few days ago, got a standing ovation. Is now out of the show, at least for a little while.
That was quick.
She got COVID. She's got COVID, so she's going to be out at least until next Tuesday. Also, Ricky Martin is being accused again of sexual assault by the same nephew who accused him before and then under oath admitted he had never been sexually assaulted by Ricky Martin. This comes after the singer filed a $20 million lawsuit against him for those original allegations. So he is, you know, once again accusing him of all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I will take it from here, let you go to work, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow.
All right, see you again then.
Thank you, Dean. And we should mention the box office over the weekend. The horror film Barbarian won the weekend by bringing in $10 million, and mostly kind of a quiet weekend for the movies, but that one ended up number one. Interesting story about Roger Daltrey. He says the distinctive requirements of singing The Who's songs meant he would have no choice but to retire at some point, and he was ready for it to happen at any time, even though he still loves touring. In this new interview, he says retirement age is close, and he'll stop when he can no longer, quote, sing to where it touches the audience, end quote. Roger Daltrey saying The Who's music is very different from most rock. He says you're dealing with words from a deep inner space within all of us. They have to connect the singer to the audience. And he said, if I lose the power to do that, I will stop even if it's after this tour. I don't want the downward slope where you're not quite as good as you used to be. And he cited their classic Won't Get Fooled Again, which, by the way, is in the Top Gun Maverick movie, as being one of his favorites. He says that's the beauty of Pete Townsend's writing. You can put any kind of action film behind the pulsating music. And then he said there's my scream, too, in that song. I can only imagine where that might be in the movie. He said Pete had indicated a scream in that part of the song, and Roger thought this needs to be completely and utterly primal. I've always been into the primal shock connection to the audience that a voice can have. And their concert at the United Center, Wednesday, October 12th. The Who in town. We have some highlights from Friday night's late night monologues. The impact of Queen Elizabeth's death has, of course, been seen worldwide. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Trevor Noah each reacted in their own way. Here is a little bit of what each of them had to say.
You've got to admit, it's insane how long Elizabeth sat on the throne. She came to power in 1952. You understand how long that is? That means she's seen Adam West as Batman, Michael Keaton as Batman, Christian Bale as Batman, Ben Affleck as Batman, survived that, and then saw Robert Pattinson as Batman. And look, I'm sure there's a better way to measure time than in Batman, but you get it. She's been in the game for a minute. Now, in case you're wondering, Prince Charles is now going to be the king, which, let's be honest, is much better than being Prince. I mean, he's 73 years old, right? And until today, he still had the same title as his own grandchildren. That was weird. Yeah, the world wasn't made for an old prince. I can tell you now, there's no one in a Disney movie who's like, someday my prince will come and he'll wear orthopedic shoes and eat cottage cheese for every meal. Oh. Like, Charles is so old, he's going to be the first royal to ascend the throne in one of those motorized stair lifts. That's how old he is.
After more than half a century as Prince of Wales, 73-year-old Prince Charles has officially become King Charles III. Yep. He's now the oldest person ever to assume the British throne, but weirdly, he's still too young to be a U.S. president. Interesting fact.
A little bit.
King Charles was previously known as the Prince of Wales, and now his son William will take the title. I don't want to be that guy, but I get the feeling that there's a little nepotism involved.
Meanwhile, in England, the royal transition has transitioned. Prince Charles is now King Charles, which I think that's a mistake. I think he should go with King Chuck, you know? The world could use a King Chuck right now. What's good, King Chuck? The new king gave his first public address as British monarch. It's got to be weird to spend your whole life waiting to take over your mom's job, you know? But, and the queen's passing has had a profound effect on people all over the world. We heard from leaders and dignitaries, and including the former king of Kardashian, Kanye West, who posted... He posted this on Instagram. After the queen died, he wrote, "Life is precious. Releasing all grudges today and leaning into the light." And then posted two photos of the queen as a young woman. Who would have guessed that this is what it would have taken to calm Kanye down? Makes me wonder if Pete Davidson killed the queen, you know? But rest easy, Pete, and Kid Cudi, The Gap, Adidas, and Kim's Bowels. You got the day off today.
Pretty good. I love Trevor Noah with the Batman stuff. It's 8:25 right now. I was thinking as I was watching the King, and also as they were referred to, the Fab Four, you know, Harry and Meghan, and also Kate and William working the crowds, that nobody asks for autographs anymore. It's just about taking a picture with your phone or getting a selfie. And then I found out that the royals are prohibited from ever giving any autographs. Did you know that? So even if somebody wanted an autograph, they are not allowed to ever give an autograph. None of the royals. It's in the rule book.